Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I'm Laura Lively. I wanted to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is inner critics today. But before I do that, I wanted to cover off on a couple of things that I think are really important. And I'm going to check my notes because I want to make sure I get this right. Inner critics bring up a lot of other emotions and thoughts, i.e. parts, which is what this recording is all about. Inner critics and their other parts, because our inner critics are rarely alone. I found that there tends to be a system that runs around the inner critics, and I wanted to talk about that system today. But before I jump into that, let's talk about parts and self. So it is not my intent to convey that parts are bad and self is good. It is not binary. That's just not true. Our parts, when they are in their unburdened state, they have gifts for us. And even in their burdened state, like most of our inner critics are, they are doing their best to help us to the best that they can. So first, it's not that parts are bad and self is good. No, it's all good and they're all welcome in our system. Second, no one lives in 100% self energy all the time. Nobody. Maybe Buddha, maybe Christ. That's not me. That's not you. I'm almost certain. So we want to consider self and self energy like it's a continuum. On one side, where we're 100% self, we might touch into that when we're like in the flow state, if we're doing something creative, if we're out in nature, if we're in prayer or meditation, maybe we can touch into that. But we don't live there. Nobody lives there. And then on the other side of the continuum, this is where we're completely blended, or you might even say hijacked by a part. We are so blended with this part, and we don't want to live over here either. An example, I talk about my road rage part quite often. And when he hijacks me, I am chasing people down the highway, screaming, cussing, throwing my arms out the window, making gestures that I don't want to own. I am totally hijacked. And candidly, I don't want to live over here either, right? So nobody lives over here 100% of the time. Nobody wants to live over here. Self-energy is somewhere in the middle. We want to live here where we have access to our parts, who are, I say, like our humanity, and also some access to self-energy so that we're not reactionary all the time. Okay, so let's now dive into what I call the inner critic system. So it's very common for people to have an inner critic or 10. I'll speak for myself. And I want you to invite you to start noticing your inner critic, because quite often you may find you, quote, you think you hate your inner critic. You wish your critic would go away. Am I right? Okay, that's not you at your core. That would be another part that hates. Because as you might recall, self has a bunch of C-word qualities, and hate is not one of them. Self would be curious about the part, about the critic. It would also be curious about the part that hates the critic. So if you think you hate your critic, you wish this critic would go away, welcome another part. You have just met a second part. There's the critical part, and then there's the part that hates the critic. So welcome both of those parts. Self would be curious and compassionate and want to know about both of these parts, not just the critic, not just the part that hates the critic. So if you can get some self-energy, if you can get a little self-energy, then notice that you now have two parts. But also what I found over the years is it's not just the part that there's not just the critic. There's not just the part that hates the critic. You may also have parts that are frightened of the critic. There are parts that are scared of what the critic will say. There's fear that comes up when the critic's around. That's very common. And then there's a fourth part quite often that believes everything the critic says. So if the critic says, my critic says, Laura, you're an idiot, somebody in my system believes that I'm an idiot. So this is just what I've noticed throughout the years that I've been doing this work. And I want you to start to recognize the part that believes you're an idiot, believes what the critic said, also a part. It is not you at your core. Self would not believe you are an idiot, but be aware of that poor part that believes what the critic says. Self is always curious and compassionate. The inner critic, again, around the inner critic, the one that hates it. You might have a part that's scared of it. You might have a part that believes it. But notice all four of them. They are parts. They are not you at your core. They are not you. They're not even you with some self-energy. So pay attention. Get curious about them. You might share with all of them or any others that you may have that they are not alone, that you are there with them. And notice if they respond differently once they know they have your attention. So I hope you enjoyed this information about your or about a inner critic system. I'd invite you to start noticing yours. Jot down what comes up for you. Do you have parts that believe what the critic says? Do you have parts that are scared of your critic? Drop me a line at Laura@LauraLively.com and let me know. I would love to hear about your system. I love critics. Until next time, love to you and all of your parts, particularly your critics.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.